This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Not a lot of drama this week in the House, for a change. The House this week passed a major tax bill, a three-year proposal crafted by Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri and Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. It expands the child tax credit, revives expired business tax benefits, enhances the lower-income housing tax credit, provides disaster relief, and strengthens our relationship with Taiwan. On the child tax credit, the bill provides a tax credit of $2,000 per child under 17 with a minimum family income of $2,500 for qualification. Note also the requirement of a Social Security number for the eligible children. On the business tax benefit side of the bill, it allows for immediate deduction for R&D costs, restores interest deductibility, and provides 100% bonus depreciation for U.S. facilities, equipment, and machinery. These are all provisions useful for small businesses that were included in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, but expire. Total cost of the bill was $78 billion, offset from savings from ending the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program, that's a COVID-era program, rife with fraud. Final vote on the bill, 357 to 70. Not included in the legislation was an adjustment to the SALT cap. That's SALT, the state and local tax deduction, a number of my colleagues from high-tax states were hoping for. Remember, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act limits SALT deductions to $10,000. My New York buddies wanted to double it, effectively removing the marriage penalty for joint filers. They made their case to leadership, but were not successful. I do expect leadership to come back soon with some olive branch to those members, but the tax bill this week did not include it. The New Yorkers, several of whom helped win us the majority in 2022, believe a SALT fix is necessary to help them win re-election. They may be right. In the week ahead, expect the House to vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after the Homeland Security Committee marked up and passed along party lines two impeachment articles. Clearly, the administration's policies on the border are quickly becoming major political issues in the run-up to the 2024 election. All in all, it was a pretty decent week. I did lead a spiritual heritage tour for those attending the National Prayer Breakfast Wednesday evening in the U.S. Capitol. That does a lot for the soul. But all that went away Thursday morning when my morning commute was interrupted by protesters blocking entrances to House office buildings and to the Capitol, protesting additional funding for Israel. In this job, you never know what's next. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.